love that. I love that. Could have been a guy just as easily. I mean, you know, reverse the whole situation, have two women fight against each other and have the guy in jeopardy.
So does that mean that maybe you put your... You put Vicky into scenes where maybe she wouldn't have been before, or she was not in scenes that she...
Absolutely. Absolutely. She sort of paved her way right into this movie. I mean, she really did. I mean, all of a sudden, it couldn't just be the Batman and the Joker standing there looking at each other. They had to... You know, she made a lot of noise from the alley. I mean, she really did.
For all those screen jewels.
Well, I said, Daddy, I'm going to be a movie star. Yeah, I'm going to sing. I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to dance. He said, yeah. It's great. And so every time we'd watch a spooky movie together and some scary, I'd scream and he'd say, now that was good. That's the only thing. In other words, that was the only thing I could do. But that was, you know, in the movies, but that was good. Now that was a good scream. So I got to use it. I can't believe it.
How did it feel to be, like, called in at the 11th hour, like you were, to have such a major role in the film?
Look, I just believe in the way things happen so much, and I don't ever question things. I'm not a real, I've never been one to say, I gotta get this. If you do that, it's just not, you know, I sort of roll with the heartbeat of the way things go. I really do. So it was meant to be that I'm in the film. I hate to be that way. You know, a lot of people always talk about fate and all this stuff, and that's fine. They're overused words, but, you know, it was the way it was meant to be. And I don't, you know, if they made Batman without me, so they made Batman without me. I mean, that's the way it was meant to be as well. And because, you know, there was an accident or whatever circumstances arose, I ended up being Vicki Vale.
Was there any trepidation about, I mean, was the filming already underway when you came out?
It was underway. I think they filmed something with the Joker and with the goons, the bad guys, and... two or three other little things. They were into the darkness of the film. I think they were really fascinated at their own magical powers in the beginning. I really do. Mm-hmm. With Roger Pratt's lighting and everything. I just think they were just so in, wow, look what this is. And it really did. I remember being the first day I got off the plane, they took me in to see dailies. I never look at dailies. I never go to dailies a day in my life, ever see anything. And I remember looking at the film and seeing the darkness in it saying, God, looking around like, what is this supposed to be? Because I hate this. See, looking at the piece of the film like this. I said, God, this looks like The Godfather. I mean, this is, you know, and the lighting looked like The Godfather. And then I said, what is this movie? What? Why am I here? You know, so I think they were all into that. And I don't think they had any idea. It was almost like, after I got there, what are we going to do with her? Or what are we going to do with me? I asked myself, what are we going to do with me? So I had to really pick right up, and boy, it was just a fabulous opportunity. Here I was with Tim Burton and Nicholson and Michael Keaton, and it's just a fabulous cast of people. So the best, if not the best, lighting people I've ever worked with, the greatest crew. And here I was. I got to make her up, go to work and say, listen, boys, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do every day. And it was fast. It was fun. It was fun to do that.
Vicky doesn't have that big of a role in the comic books. You know, she's Bruce Wayne's girlfriend. They brought her in like every fifth
issue.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
did you feel you were bringing in like a woman's point of view to lighten up this kind of all boys fantasy type thing? Did you feel that at all?
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, you know, that's a good way to look at it. And then it does give more credence to the fact that somebody was asking me this morning, you know, there are a lot of women Batman fans, and there are a lot. I mean, I have people coming to me on the street, women, walking out of comic book stores and everything, saying, oh, you're Vicki Vale, aren't you, in the movie? You're Vicki Vale. Oh, God, what does Vicki Vale do, you know? So I love it that, you know, me, who's kind of ignorant, I'm ignorant to all the Batman. I mean, I grew up with a television series, and my brothers, they all read Batman comic books forever. But I'm sort of ignorant to the whole thing, so I sort of feel really good in my ignorance that we've made her up and made her be more and in the light, yeah, of this all-male kind of fantasy. But I never really thought of it as an all-male fantasy. I think it's a good and bad and evil and, you know, goodness kind of thing for everybody.
Did you?
I've been asked this again before, but I don't somehow. I know this sounds funny, but, you know, somehow, do you know when, I hate to look at it like this, but, you know, she, as much in the beginning, you see her with her hair tied back, and she's in the news, and she says, because I like bats, you know, and then she's intrigued with being the photographer and everything. Do you know, I think her interest in the whole thing lessens or lightens up or leaves? I really do. I think it packs up and leaves after she meets Bruce Wayne. You know how determined women can be when they're in love? They just forget, I don't give a shit whether you're Batman or not. You know, I love you. What are we going to do about it? He said, I'm about Batman. You know what I mean? I just think her focus becomes different. That's why she is such a nut. She becomes, she's like, it's like a vacuum. And when I say these three characters are sort of sucked into this vacuum, and then all of a sudden she's sucked in, I mean, these two characters are sucked into the vacuum, and then she's sucked into the vacuum as well, she even becomes a psychological study, because you want to say, are they all three psycho or what? You know? So, you know, after a while. And then she's the only one that has, you know, every once in a while she has to snap and bring everybody back to reality. Like, there is a love story going on here. The fact, the Joker, there is something good and bad, and this is what's going on. And to shake Bruce Wayne up, and this, that, and the other. But, you know, when you're determined, and nothing can make you more determined in this life than infatuation or love, or in love. So, you know, or sex, or whatever it is. But it's so male, female, whichever combination you want or have. Love is a fascinating thing. It can knock all other bowling pins down. Just go for it. And I think after a while, she didn't care whether it was Batman or not. She said, come on. You know, I just want to be in love. So I think...
If there is a sequel, is there enough left in her to carry over the character in the second movie?
Oh, I mean, we're talking about fights with all kind of cat women and all kind of things, pulling earrings. I don't know. I've already gotten all kind of ideas in my head about, you know, really becoming a part of this whole psychotic clan. I love it. You know, I can't wait to see the outfits we'll come up with on this one.
Remodeling Wayne Manor.
Yeah. Oh, we'll do this in the very beginning of the film. Okay, that's a good idea. No. You know, all those little tinker toy little things, and all of a sudden she becomes psychotic like all the rest of them.
You were on the receiving end of
which part? Well, it was menacing the whole time.
But mostly when he was with you, particularly
even off camera.
When he showed up with the mask.
With the girl.
At your apartment, yeah.
Oh, the mask.
The fireplace
museum.
Yeah. When Bruce.
Okay, the museum that. Scene or the.
No, one in the.
Well, he's psychotic, but you always knew there was going to be cut. I mean, I used to watch him and just start laughing. What if you could have broken out in tears, you know? I used to just watch him, and right before, because he went through quite a few of those masks until all of a sudden they said, hey, pal, we got two left. They either, you know, and they were pretty hard to do. So I'd really watch him, you know, and Yeah, I was always afraid. I tell you the real honest truth. I had great fear for my popcorn bowl. I had great fear for it. Because I knew, and I'd watch his hand, and I'd watch that popcorn bowl, and I'd say, if I don't grab it first, he's going to get the, and he's going to break his hand. He really is, you know. So, I don't know. You know, shooting movies are so funny, because when you moved in the close-up on that, and you actually saw him do that, yeah. It was very menacing to you as an audience, but here I'm standing on boxes and, you know, watching out for my popcorn bowl, uh-huh. You know, and I can no longer, you know, be afraid. Day at the beach. The acting of it, I was getting it down on the paper and going, you know, it's great. The acting of it was just a ball. With these two, it was great.
Can you
do this? Well, then, you know, I've worked with some bad people, some, you know, not really, you know, some okay guys have gotten by, women, men, whatever. And then I've really had the opportunity to work with people who are really solidly good. They're real. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, of course, I mean, let's all, you know, Jack Nicholson is Jack Nicholson, and he can just about do anything because he's mastered a lot of technique about being real and outlandish and just going for it. He gambles, he takes chances, risks. I think Michael Keaton, on the other hand, is... I think he might be one of the finest actors we have in America today. And he's young. He's very young, and his career is just starting. Nobody's really seen what Michael Keaton can do. I mean, we all know he makes us laugh. And if anybody saw Clean and Sober, you can't deny, whether you like the movie or not, whatever, Michael was fabulous. And he should have been up for Academy Award, and in my opinion, he should have won it. But, and I really go this far with Michael because he's real. He's really real. And to act with somebody who's real, I don't know. Maybe it's because he comes from a large family. I don't know. He's had to deal with all kinds of situations, but he's real.
Was Keaton lighthearted at all during the making of the film, or was he trying to stay very dark to keep in the mood with the character?
You know, that's a good question, and it has something to do with yours. Do you know that really, I hate to say this, you know, to each his own, however you get there. But a lot of actors have to sort of stay in their character, or they just have to go in a closet and stay by themselves, and they act pissy all day, whatever. Do you know I've really found that the best actors in the world are the ones that really go in and out of their characters? They're just themselves, but they can just get in there when they have to be, you know? It's amazing. And both Nicholson and Michael are that way. I mean, they just are. You know, it's a job. They love what they do, but they do it when they're called to do it. You know, not before. And I just love it. Yeah, Michael laughed. We giggled. We played Motown. We loved him down the halls. People screaming. It's like a fraternity. Sorority.
Okay. So
that was great.
So it's a different way of working from Richard Gere, let's say.
Oh, but Richard, see, people don't know Richard. They don't know Mr. Gere at all, because Richard, and in fact, Richard just finished a movie just a couple of nights ago, and which I think is going to be a big surprise for a lot of people. Richard's a wonderful actor. And again, Richard Gere, what you knew of Richard Gere a long time ago, and what you, American Gigolo and all that, it's a big part of Richard Gere. But he's just now starting to show his talent. He's the major talent, and will be again. I just watch this one, because he's... That, no. I won't say that. That's just
unhappy
bad journalism.
You think they trashed you?
Oh, of course they do, yes. But that's just that. You know, it's sad to do an interview for somebody who you... You know, we all choose things, and this is a major movie, film, event, actually. I call Batman an event rather than a film. And you choose things to do, and you hope you choose wisely. And I've always equated Vanity Fair with an Up There magazine, really, thinking that it is. And we shot really nice pictures, and Herb Ritz, you know, I love him, photographer, I don't know if you know him or not, but yeah, he's great, a real good friend of mine. We worked very hard on the piece, and yeah, when you're misquoted, it hurts your feelings, and when they hurt other people's, I think the thing that kills me, you're misquoted a lot in this life, and especially, look, you have to take that, that's fine, I can take that, that's okay, not to say that your feelings aren't going to be hurt, but when they start hurting your family, when they say things about your family, and members of you, that's when it gets...
Are there any things you want to correct?
Oh, no, I don't get into it, it's not even worth it, I mean, you know, I think, you know, hopefully people that know you, at least, you know, whether it's a small group or whatever, at least they know. And it's sad that some of your fans read that and then they think that this is what it's about.
If you had a whole transcript of the interview, what would be the big difference in tone or...
It would amaze you. That's all I can say, especially when you have other people with you in an interview. And they didn't say anything like that either. That's amazing for three people to be together and look and say, can you believe this?
You just turned Batman. And what just
did you see? Do you see a difference in the title? I don't know. Name something that's out now in Batman. Just Batman. Do you know what I mean? That's really, and with all the everything that's going on and everything, I've never seen anything like it. I've never. I mean.
You mean just a pipe?
Yeah, it's like Coca-Cola. Just those words mean a lot. You know, Coca-Cola, Batman. You know, he's up there. He's really up there, you know?
Everybody knows what it means.
It's not just a film. Just because we have a film attached to it, there's just so much more going on.
Is that only a little nervous?
Oh, that's exactly fun. It really is, because I've never seen anything like it. I've never observed anything like it to walk down the street anywhere, from Melrose to Braselton, this little town, and, you know, where I am, I mean, to you know, my hometown, Athens. I mean, to go to these little places that I often visit, Europe, anywhere, and see this little Batman all over the place, and to have people look at you, you know, like this, like, you know, this character that they're not sure. I mean, and it has become that. Do you know that people haven't even seen this film? A few people screened it here and there or whatever, but you know, people are, it's, they won't even approach you the way they used to approach you. I mean, it's very strange that people have seen you. Like, they go up to you like you're going to maybe turn into the I don't know what they think. I don't know.
So it's
probably scary.
Different than the normal treatment that you get.
Oh, absolutely.
Movie star, it
like, oh, it's bigger than a movie star. Yeah. It's a bigger than a movie star thing. It's amazing. I don't know what it's going to be after it really comes out, you know. But it's exciting. I mean, if you're not really willing to do this, then you shouldn't be in this position. I mean, you know.
You mentioned the tan, so let's get that.
For Michael, because he was burning up and the rubber was sticking to my outfit. So, you know, I had black stuff all over everything I wore. But no, that is actually half true. It's a very powerful costume. There'll be a lot of them this Halloween, you watch.
What was it from being a person who's only peripherally knowledgeable about Batman?
So I knew that. And then, you know, my brothers and sisters, they read Batman comic books and stuff. But basically, I was quite ignorant when it came to Batman. What was your question? Sorry,
not even being a Batman fan, well, how were you?
You know, all little girls who turn into actresses, we pretend a lot. You know, you're on a set, right? So you go to work, and there's the Batman, and there's this Batman, and you know what? I really found this after really listening to fans, and you know, being four months in England. I really found out about the comic book fans. I had fans write me all the time. I really learned a lot about Batman. But it's not just that. The costume is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. And I think it's the symbol of so much. It's the symbol of a hero to small children. It's a fascinating, powerful image. And it's also a hell of a sexy looking thing. You can put it on and it'd be fine. It has these little built-in rib things and all this stuff. It's a very powerful looking thing, you know. And I it's a dark and a
seductive.
It's a dark, seductive, thank you, sweet, you know. I don't know.
Having dreamed of being in
this. Excuse me, but we need to end this. We have another group waiting outside.
Is there one dream role that you're interested
thank
in playing?
One dream role?
One dream role, since you've been dreaming about being in the movie.
I bet it's being made right now. I don't know. No, I wish. I can't think.